This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. Jerusalem enjoys sunshine, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze. Haifa remains clear, offering a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, fragile negotiations between Iran and the U.S. face military tension. Western diplomats express low probability of a full agreement. This comes from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports former President Trump warns of either an Iran deal or U.S. action to finish the job. This follows indirect talks that ended without public progress, reported this morning. Also this hour, a Jerusalem Post report highlights Iran targeting civilians as a war tactic. The report calls for accountability of senior Iranian leaders. It was reported earlier today. Separately, Forward reports Israel's government has rejected a Supreme Court ruling for the first time since its founding. This step towards authoritarianism was noted in earlier reporting. And finally, I-24 News details the deadliest clash between Houthis and Yemeni forces since 2022. Dozens have been killed, raising concerns about the stability of the current truce. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the IRGC fired missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz, causing significant damage but no casualties. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator on academic issues, writes that recent anti-Zionist actions on campuses have marginalized Jewish intellectuals, structurally redefining their academic roles. Eve Barlow, a cultural critic, commented recently that Stephen King is becoming irrelevant. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran and the U.S. Israel Hayom reports that negotiations remain tense amid military posturing. Western diplomats cite aggressive rhetoric and a lack of tangible progress. This raises concerns about regional security and potential escalation. Turning to Trump's recent comments, Ynet notes that his warning comes after indirect talks failed to yield results. Washington's pursuit of a deal contrasts with Tehran's defiance following Khamenei's funeral. The situation underscores the fragile nature of current diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, a new report highlighted by the Jerusalem Post accuses the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps of using civilian targeting as a war strategy. Legal experts, including Advi Uri Morad, call for senior Iranian leaders to face legal consequences. This could affect international perceptions of Iran's military tactics. In a related development, Forward discusses Israel's unprecedented move to reject a Supreme Court ruling. This action marks a significant shift in Israeli governance and raises alarms about democratic erosion. Citizens are expressing concern about the future of legal checks and balances. Finally, I-24 News reports on escalating violence in Yemen. The recent clashes between Houthis and Yemeni forces have resulted in significant casualties. The potential breakdown of the 2022 truce could lead to broader regional instability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that REE Automotive, an Israeli EV startup, seeks court protection after its valuation plummeted from $3.1 billion. The company faces a $17 million debt restructuring. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, an agreement was reached between the Treasury and the Ministry of Defense. The Treasury will transfer 15 billion shekels to address a budget gap, highlighting fiscal challenges. And finally, Ynet Business reveals Cato Networks' $4.8 billion valuation. The Israeli company celebrated with a summer event in Tel Aviv, marking a significant milestone in its growth trajectory. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.